Back here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, as we get into the afternoon session, we have our first place winner of the afternoon and podium finisher as well, Logan Atherton of the Norwalk Boys Track and Field Team, taking third in the high jump. It's a tie for third, but Logan, coming in, you were seeded 11th, finished third. How good does that feel to outdo that seeding and prove that you are one of the top high jumpers in the state?
Oh, it feels good. I've been working towards it all season. I mean, it just feels really good. I'm underestimated. It just feels good to prove it.
Well, and as a sophomore, too, I mean, that's got to be a huge boost of confidence going into years 3 and 4 here with Norwalk Boys Track and Field. That you can't come back. You can continue to work on this and maybe go capture that state title here in the years to come.
Yeah, that's definitely my goal, to come back here, win it next year and the year after that. That's definitely my goal.
And just looking at this field today, too, it was a competitive field and a lot of guys who placed really well. And again, even your own teammate was a part of that field, and you're able to even get by him today as well. Coming in, he had been the higher seed as well, but just going up against this competitive field, how much more did that help push you to continue to get better with each and every jump here this afternoon?
Well, it's definitely fun. It's definitely makes it way more competitive and way more fun to go against really good people like that are in 4A. Definitely pushes me to try to get better, and yeah, it just makes it fun.
Well, good again. Appreciate the time, and congratulations on a podium finisher for the Warriors this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Logan Atherton, third place finisher in the high jump for the Norwalk Boys Track and Field Team here on KNIA from Drake Stadium in Des Moines.